This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, welcome. Good to have you here for The Sound of Now interview series. My name is Triana Butler. My pronouns are she, her, or they, them. Here on The Sound of Now interviews, we get to stretch out and play extended versions of the conversations that we've had on air this week. We got to catch up with Melbourne-based dark pop artist Jackie. He's out of West Melbourne. Let me get that right. West Melbourne. He has just released his debut EP called Thriving in Perpetual Darkness. We kind of knew he'd be onto something. We listed him as one of our rising artists for 2024, and he has done nothing but deliver on that respect. Here it is, my extended chat with Jackie. Joining me right now is Jackie. It is so good to have you here. Happy Thriving in Perpetual Darkness weekend. Woo!
Hola. Thank you so much for having me again. Hola. On The Sound of Now. And yeah, happy Thriving in Perpetual Darkness weekend.
Mate, how long have you been waiting? Mentally, how long does it take you to get ready for an EP like this to be released?
A whole year. Like, from the moment I start writing it, I'm like mentally already thinking about how the release rollout's gonna be. I don't know if that's like a weird thing to do, if anyone else does that, but I just do. I think about the cover art straight away as I'm writing the first song even. And so for this one, I've been waiting a while. It's been a long year, but at the same time, it's been a lot of good time to prepare and really set myself up for this moment, and here we are.
Take me back to that first day when you're writing the first track for this, you're envisioning the concept of the album. Tell me about that day. What happened?
So actually, this is a really good question, because Thriving Perpetual Darkness is not actually a title that I came up with. And what happened was I was going through a really toxic breakup, and then someone had actually posted that online about me, saying that I'm a person that thrives in perpetual darkness. I can't hold on to light for every time I try to touch it. I can't hold on to it for too long. And I was kind of like, that's pretty harsh.
And also strangely poetic.
Strangely poetic, right? And then one day I just kind of sat up in my bed and I was like, but what if I am thriving in perpetual darkness? But what if I am all the things that person said about me? And so I had to find out. So when I went to the studio, I kind of sat down and I didn't even have that title. I just wanted to put that song, that line in a song. And if you listen to the EP, the first track that I actually wrote for this EP was a song called You Can't Blame Me. And that I think encapsulates the theme of the EP. And from that point going forward, I was like, I know what the title is. It's Thriving Perpetual Darkness. I know what the theme, I know what the concept is.
So how much does that then shape, you know, when you're going into the studio and you write a song that ends up being something like LFG or Incognito Mode? How much does knowing that the title is going to be Thriving in Perpetual Darkness, how much does that shape everything else that you create?
It really is like the biggest guide, because, you know, I write it in a notebook and also on my phone. Like, I feel like writing it both times, like on a digital format and like a physical format, really helps, because then I would put the title on the top, and every time I go back to that page or the notes app, like, I would just see that title constantly in the forefront of my mind. And it's like, okay, I need to write towards that theme. I need to write towards what I'm trying to like convey here, which is my journey through thriving perpetual darkness and what that means for me, and did I make it out, and what happened during that journey.
Are you a physical first or a digital first kind of writer?
I used to be a physical first. Now I don't know if it's because I've become so used and glued to my phone, but now I'm very digital. I'm ashamed to say.
No, don't be ashamed to say. I mean, I think it's just different processes, you know. And I think I've heard you in the past talk about how much you're a fan of artists like Taylor Swift, for people who've been there since the start of her careers, you know, she would write on physical paper. Physical. I think there's a lot of people who learned from that and really took that to heart.
So yeah, I feel like nowadays the reason why I don't do so much physical is maybe because it's two things. It's either my handwriting is worse, or number two is I write really slow.
I'm learning to redo my handwriting, because it used to be really, really messy. So I'm slowly like retraining myself to write differently.
Yeah.
Literally copying off of like the girls from high school that I wanted to be. So I'm like trying to learn to write like
that. Oh my gosh. But you know when you're like trying to write and like your thoughts are like going like faster than what you're writing, and you're kind of like, I can't, I can't keep writing because my writing is slower. I think like that's my biggest problem.
All the time. Catch up. Have you heard of automatic writing?
No.
What's automatic? That's something that I do. And it's basically because there are always so many thoughts running through my brain is that I will sit there. I'll grab like a notebook and I've got so many notebooks. And God, I hope no one ever has to read them. And you just start writing without any kind of thought process about what it is that you're writing. And it all just kind of like eventually you've filled up like three pages of just whatever is coming to your head. And it's just a way of like emptying what's in your brain. And I personally find it really helpful.
Mm-mm.
But also, when I start on page one, I don't know where I'm going to end up on page three.
Yeah,
you know, like it could be anywhere.
It's so funny you say like that you had a lot of notebooks because that's me too. You know, when you don't even finish a notebook, but you're like, I need to start on a new clean slate. And you just end up having like 10 notebooks.
That you don't use.
That you don't use. And it's just like, oh, that looks nice in that corner.
I got given a notebook by, I was doing an event for a brand earlier in the year, and they were like, here's like a gift bag. Mm. And they had like a personalized moleskin in it with their brand on it. I'm like, this is beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's so beautiful, I can't use this. Yeah. And it's just sitting there on top of the pile.
No, that's even worse. You know, when you like have a book, yeah, that's just too beautiful. The page is too beautiful. The pen is too beautiful. You're like, I don't want to do anything.
Oh, my pencil case of pens is out. We've gone totally sidetracked
here.
We are talking about Jackie's new EP, Thriving in Perpetual Darkness, and obviously the songwriting process. I mean, now that it's out, you can kind of have your free pick the board. What do you have a particular song that you want to play on air right now?
Yeah, let's play, because we did do You Can't Blame Me with Warren, let's play Pretty Boy. I feel like we got to get a little bit in our feels.
We've had a few different iterations of this song, yeah?
Yes. Oh, of Pretty Boy?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Oh my gosh, thank you. You just remind me of that. I played this at the Midsummer launch event. I'm going to this year's Midsummer Festival, and they did ask me to change the lyrics to sort of like go towards their theme at the time to make it a little bit more positive. But I kind of felt like it to be more in tune with myself and to be more honest with Thriving Perpetual Darkness. And the theme of that was to keep the lyrics at the end of the song the same, which was that, you know, I still wish that I'm a pretty boy, and I want people who are feeling insecure, if they need a song to feel insecure too and to be deep in their feels, they don't want to hear at the very end, no, but you can be, you know.
That's the thing. It's like, it's not a Hollywood movie where you're going to have a resolution at the end. I feel like the whole point of songs is that they're there with you in whatever moment that you're in.
Exactly. You know? And it feels exactly. It's a reflection of the time I was writing, a reflection of the time I was in the studio, a reflection of that period where I was feeling these feelings so much more strongly. And of course, I do hope for a positive outcome in the future. But like you said, it's not a Hollywood movie. And yeah, it is what it is.
It is called Pretty Boy. It's by Jackie. You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Sound of Now. Triana with you, and I'm joined tonight by Jackie, the artist himself.
Jackie.
So good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.
Now that the EP is out, I find when I'm being in my creative mind, I'm often like really focusing on one particular project to the point where it is difficult to focus on projects outside of that because I'm so focused on this one thing. Now that the EP is out, how do you feel? Do you feel like your creativity is now kind of running free again, or are you still in EP mode?
You know, the crazy thing is that going into this, because this was my first project and my first EP, I didn't actually put out a project for a long time until now. And the reason for that being was I couldn't lock in, for some reason I just needed the right timing, the right circumstances, and it didn't all fall into place until I started this. And before this, I had a period where I had a lot of writer's block, and I was really struggling, and I was like, am I catering to other people and what they want, or do I want to write what I want? You know, you're always like stuck and torn. It's like a tug of war. And so now, having put out the EP, I am in EP mode still, but I have been writing heaps lately. I have been writing more, and like the thing that I miss the most is writing at home by myself, because with Thriving Perpetual Darkness, I became so accustomed to going to the studio and just starting from scratch, which is something I used to hate. You know, so this being different now going forward, and at the end of Thriving Perpetual Darkness, there's a track called Revelation that kind of is my ode to my future self to keep writing, to not stop. And so, yeah, I've already started playing the next one.
Tell me about being in the studio and who you're working with and what that's like.
Yep. So for Thriving Perpetual Darkness, I worked with Stu, aka SB90. AKA Stuart Lee Brander. He's worked on a ton of other amazing songs. You probably heard from Raria or Alicia Ray. They're also amazing artists. And he's so versatile as a producer. And I think it was just so perfect for me to do something I'm uncomfortable with, like I mentioned before, going to a studio and writing something from scratch with someone like Stu, who doesn't judge you, who is super chill and super comfortable and ready to aid you the whole way to tell your story. And so I love Stu. Stu's so much fun to work with, and it was so easy to write 7 songs with him.
It was really great seeing him at the Incognito Sessions.
Yes.
Incognito Sessions or Session Singular?
Session Singular.
Session Singular. The Incognito Session was this kind of, I mean, it wasn't strictly a gig as you might know it, right?
Like you mentioned before, I am a huge Taylor fan. So for the longest time, like I even said before, like when I started writing it, like this EP, I was already planning for the release. So I knew for a long time that for my debut EP, I really wanted to do like an unveiling of the cover art like she did for Red, and like a secret session kind of vibe where I am promoting it. I do want people to come, but like what's going to happen there, you won't know. And so, yeah, I was trying to be as discreet as possible about what was going on. But you may know that you kind of revealed the title.
I'm really sorry. Because, like, I get this email from you earlier in the year, and I was releasing LFG or Incognito, but it was one of those two. I get this email, and Jackie's like, hey, like, here's this new song, and it's going to be off my new EP called Thriving in Perpetual Darkness. And in a kind of Anchorman kind of way, I'm like, well, if it says it on the screen, and it doesn't say embargo next to it in red, like true, some of the labels do. Some of the labels, yeah, send through stuff, and they're like, hey, here's this new single. And then suddenly all the writing turns red, and they're like, and by the way, there's an album coming in November, and it's going to be huge, and it's called this, but don't tell anyone, right? So I don't see any red text on the screen. I don't see anything like that. It just says, and my EP is called Thriving in Perpetual Darkness, and it comes out in July. I'm like, oh, okay, sick. I'm wet on air and said all this, thinking this is fine. I show up to the Incognito Session, and you're like, the big reveal. Here's what it's called.
I'm
no idea.
That's like killer. And you know what? No, thank you for telling me about that whole red. I think my team needs to like help me with the marketing end of things, because clearly I'm just like going on a whim by myself.
I'm so sorry. I'm
no,
so
don't
sorry
even
for
be sorry.
The surprise. Like, but the regular listeners to this show knew, so this is why you listen to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
This shit kind of breaks before it's public. So Friday, Arvo, you were, so thanks, by the way, for coming back in. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Friday, Arvo, you were in on Joy Drive with Warren, and you did a live version of one of the tracks off of your EP.
Yes, I did. And oh my gosh, I totally forgot that it was going to be a live version until I hit the studio. So it was very like, whoa, surprise.
That's such a flex. Had you warmed up?
Yeah, no, I did not warm up at all. I took a nap. I came straight to the studio, and he was like, let's do a live version of this song. And I'm like, right, I sent you the instrumental for a reason.
Yeah. It's so funny, because sometimes when we have artists come in, you know, like they'll be wandering around the studio, they'll be doing scales, they'll be like trying to nail it, and just to warm up their voice. And you're just like, oh yeah, I guess I could sing a song. All right,
yeah,
let's go.
I guess it's kind of a flex. yeah, but the song I did was the fourth track off Thriving in Perpetual Darkness, my debut EP, titled You Can't Blame Me. And like I said with Warren, I think this track encapsulates the EP. If I had to pick one that summarizes it, it was really this song, because throughout the whole EP, you know, like I'm kind of just like, yeah, I don't really like the flakes, you know, LFG, I'm motivated, incognito, and betrayed. But this one I was really like, you know what? Screw it. If you want to be like that, you can't blame me for my behavior, which is really, really toxic. but that was my mindset. I was stuck in that mindset of, you know what? Like, I can be a bad guy if you want to be the bad guy. I was kind of like, I'll match your level. And that, I was so stuck in that for a long time, and I hated it.
Who's going to match your freak?
Who's going to match my gleek?
Oh, my God. Okay, this has gone too far. Mate, congratulations on the EP. So excited to have it out. Thriving in Perpetual Darkness is the name of it. What is next for you?
What is next? So I honestly, I mentioned this at the Incognito session as well, that I have had a lot of people come up to me telling me that they love when I do like, oh, pop acoustic, would you kind of hear on Pretty Boy, a track off Thriving Perpetual Darkness, or like, you know, a soft, more softer pop. And I was going to go down that alley where I wanted to do something similar to like the production on Lord's Melodrama, you know, that's such an iconic album. And I look up to her writing so much. But then, you know, as I say, stuff happens in your life. And the most cathartic way of me to express myself and to heal from that is honestly dark pop. And if I have to send a message that way, I'm going to have to send a message that way. And so this next kind of line of work that I'm working on is very, very dark pop. I want to really lean into it more so than I did with Thriving Perpetual Darkness, but make it so much more catchy and so much more pop. So whether or not I'm catering to people, I don't know, but it's going to heavily revolve around the theme of friendship and betrayal.
Hell yeah. My thing is always, and I heard this in an interview a couple of years ago, so one of my favorite bands is a band called Churches. Lauren Eve Mabry, yeah, the lead vocalist. Yes, they're a Scottish band. They're amazing. And there was an interview that Lauren was doing ahead of one of their singles, and she's like, in the middle of the interview, she just comes out with this unbelievably profound statement, and it's like, if it's going to be pop, it should be aggressively pop. There's no use doing things in half measures. And exactly. I'm like, yes!
Yes!
You get it! You understand it, Lauren!
Exactly, yeah, and that's kind of why, like, when I got into Thriving Perpetual Darkness, I was like, when I was writing track one, LFG, I was like, it has to be... Like, if that's the opening track, I need to sell people before so they want to keep listening. You know, so exactly. It can't be half-assed.
Exactly. Hey, let's go out on another track from the EP. What do you want to do?
So why don't we play the sixth track? I can't count. I can't math. Let's play the sixth track. This one is called 110.
What's this about?
So 110 is essentially about... It's me expressing, you know what, I'm at a point in my life where I'm grown and I just really want 110% of everyone in all aspects of my life. So that means in my friendships, whether or not we're just like meeting each other, we're acquaintances, whether or not we're family or in relationships. I just wanted 110% of everyone's energy and honesty and no lying, no nothing, no bad vibes. And I feel like because I give that out so much all the time, like, and sometimes people can't reciprocate that and it gets really messy. I kind of got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just want to say it. Like, going forward, this is what I want. And the song's out there, you hear it. And if you can't give me that, then... bye.
I think you deserve it. I think you absolutely deserve it. Mm-hmm. That is the end of our show for tonight. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks
Thank
for being
you so
here.
Much, Riella.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Big ups to Jackie for taking out the time to out of his launch weekend for Thriving in Perpetual Darkness to come in and chat with us. Means a lot. You know, it's a special time in any artist's life, and I'm really glad that we can celebrate with you. You can check out Jackie's music on streaming services. We've got links to Apple Music and Spotify in the show notes, so whichever one you prefer. And if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to help get the word out, why not share this episode with a friend or the whole podcast? It really helps people hear about the show. You've had people recommend, oh my God, you should listen to this podcast to you in the past. Now you can return the favor for us if you like. Feel free to subscribe for the latest updates and notifications whenever there is a new episode that drops. You can use your podcasting app of choice for that. And don't forget, we have live episodes of The Sound of Now Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. And you can catch us on Instagram at thesoundof.now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.